What is a watershed, and how can you have an effect on it? Jeffrey Garner, a professor of biology at Morehead State University, is going to shed some light on what exactly a watershed is, and how we, the community, can improve it. Is it just the water in the creeks and ponds of our town, or is it something that's more than that?
The watershed is an area of land that's drained by a creek system. And so in this county, Triplett Creek drains about two-thirds of the land area in Round County.
Triplett Creek is a watershed for Round County, and the watershed gets larger and larger because it flows into the next bigger body of water, concluding that everyone, no matter where you are living, lives in a watershed. Garner has been working with students in his biology classes at MSU on projects to learn more about Round County's watershed and ways to improve it.
They usually involve methods of molecular biology in which we examine characteristics of DNA that we can extract from these bacteria and extract directly from water that might give us some idea of what animal or animals are contributing to fecal pollution in the watershed. If we identify it as human, then we might suspect there's a broken sewer line or a failing septic system or maybe a stray pipe deposition into the creek.
So if a person was to pollute Triplett Creek here in Round County, then in turn they are polluting not only it, but larger watersheds, such as the Ohio River, which is supporting much larger areas of land. Garner, who has been involved in working on the watershed through the Watershed Watch Project, which is funded by the EPA, has been finding out what's going on in Kentucky's watersheds.
My particular role was to look for bacteria. And we were particularly interested in a microorganism called Escherichia coli, which is associated with the gastrointestinal tracts of warm-blooded vertebrates, mammals and birds. And so it's a normal part of the microflora, what we call the microflora of these animals, including humans. If there is E. coli present in water, that tells us that there is feces present in water. And so the higher the count of E. coli from a particular sampling site would indicate to us that there's a greater level of feces in the water. Now, as per EPA and Kentucky state standards, we can tolerate some level of bacteria in the watershed. But if that bacterial count exceeds that established standard, then the stream is designated as impaired for its intended use.
Having people who are already involved in the Watershed Watch Project continue to work hard on solving issues in our watersheds is essential. But it is just as important for citizens who aren't to take initiative to improve on the watersheds of our communities. There are some ways that a person can become involved in improving their own watershed.
We've had public education forums in which we go out and invite the public to seek their input, to let them know this is what we have going on as an educational sort of outreach activity, and seek their input. What do they think about what we're doing? What concerns do they have, etc.?
Jeff Garner with Morehead State University's Biology Department. For MSU's Center for Environmental Education, I'm Erin Rummage.